There's a lot of exciting stuff here.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yeah.
Number 5.
Clemson Tigers. You know, they won the NCAA National Championship.
Yes, they did.
Football, right? They were over at the White House today, introduced by President Trump, who talked about Hunter Renfro's game-winning catch with 1 second remaining.
You're down 14 to nothing almost halfway through the game. Like true Tigers, Clemson roared back, and with the whole nation watching and beyond the nation, Deshaun Watson, going to be a great NFL player, watch. Where's Deshaun? Hey, fellas, is he that good? Tell me. You better believe it. He's going to be fantastic. He passed the ball to Hunter Renfro. Where's Hunter? Oh, Hunter, you're so lucky you caught that ball. To score the game-winning touchdown with just 1 second left on the clock. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
All right.
Didn't seem to be any major flubs in that whole thing.
No, he was very excited. That was one of those moments where I thought he was acting like presidents get a little goofy when they have sports teams over anyway.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how the coach at Clemson is one of Bill Belichick's favorite guys.
Dabo Sweeney.
Dabo Sweeney, right. Dabo. He kept saying to him,
that must Dabo. Be where the NFL tweeted out the pictures of him shaking hands with the team. What was that? Like he did a little. Kevin, did you see this?
Soul shake.
The Deshaun Watson embrace kind of thing with the hands.
Yep.
And it was sort of not a handshake, but it kind of you pull someone close to you.
Yeah, that's like a man half hug, half handshake
man
situation.
Shake?
Yeah, man
it's a man shake.
Where your arms are in between.
Right.
So it's you kind know, of
a
tough.
I'm strong, but I'm not like going to hug
just
you.
Just sort of a shoulder tap with the free
not
arm.
Not be cool.
Right.
Not,
hey, but, you know, Trump did that.
I didn't know it was in his repertoire because we haven't seen that. Right. We've just seen the handshake that sort of pulls you close in
He plays tug of war with the other person's
like,
arm.
Yeah, like, oh, and then you get pulled close. You're
this
like,
just in, his
that.
Poll numbers went down in Alabama.
What are you
All
well
right.
Tied.
I can't believe he just touched that.
All right. Wait, here we go. Right, there's more.
The team willed their victory. You willed it. That was a victory that was willed. Arnold Palmer, they used to say, great champion. He would will a victory. Jack Nicklaus, he would will a victory. The great champions tend to do that. This team will their whole way to victory. You came so incredibly close last year against Alabama. You don't remember that game, Coach, do you? Huh?
I was going to take a shot. Can't let anybody just enjoy the moment.
Just a little.
Remember
jam.
When you lost
Got
last
age.
Year?
Edge
remember Dabo?
It's like, oh, come on. Look, the guy. It was a cool moment, right? I mean, you get Deshaun Watson, who's going to be, you know, we assume going to be. It's always tough to tell when guys are coming out of college.
Sure. But high hopes around that guy.
Yeah,
right?
But oh my God. And this guy's great. Not only has Deshaun Watson got and a strong arm, he's got a very accurate arm. And he can throw on the move, which is, I think, how, you know, that's the way the NFL is moving here. So, you know, it was great. And, you know, as Clemson, they've rebuilt that program. It was all good.
Mm-hmm. And he got a jersey for the there was one for the president and one for son Barron as well.
With
the number
nice.
One.
Right. At least Barron gets to do something. Now that he has to live in one room, he has to do something.
That's right. They're at the White House now. They're moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was wearing, I feel
the
so
expert.
Badly. Yeah. He was wearing the expert t-shirt yesterday. I feel very badly for that kid because he's really very much now going to be in the spotlight. I think that Melania had a very safe and good concept about keeping him
away from
the cameras, the prisons, like the moving to and from the helicopter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to do that. You know, they can move them separately. Because I just, you know, he's like a kid in that awkward stage. You know, and it's like, this is tough. First boy in the White House since John.
Gosh, hadn't thought about that. You're right.
So
how old is he?
He's 13, right?
It's an awkward age.
It is an awkward age, no matter how you do it. And he's super tall. He's 11. Oh, my God, he's 11. He's like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And 11. What are they feeding him?
He is as tall as his mama, who was a former supermodel. So he's already that tall. I don't know. You're right. 11. How tall is he going
to
be?
Someone pointed out on Twitter they're looking forward to Michael Cera playing him in a future biopic. Because one of those pictures, it looks just like him.
Yeah, it does sort of.
Resemble him.
Well, okay. So there you go. All right. Checking in at
number four.
President Trump's other son, his senior son, Donald Trump Jr., appeared to contradict his father, I don't think intentionally, when he was sitting down with Jeanine Pirro on Fox News Channel.
Mm-hmm. It's always the cozy interviews that get you.
So he was talking about the James Comey testimony and about how does it feel, like, you know, when Trump was saying, I hope you could see your way through to help this out, Michael Flynn out a little bit, good guy, right? Whatever that turned out to be, you know, and, you know, Trump was very definitive. Right. Let's play that part first. Trump was very definitive about, did you ever say you were going to, that you wanted a little help, a little rhythm, James Comey and Michael Flynn?
He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could like.
I didn't say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
Okay. Well, that's not what his son said you said.
When he tells you to do something,
yes.
Guess what? There's no ambiguity in it. There's no, hey, I'm hoping. You and I are friends. Hey, I hope this happens, but you got to do your job. That's what he told Comey. And for this guy as a politician to then go back and write a memo, he felt so threatened. But he didn't do anything.
That's what he told Comey. Hey, I hope you. I hope you. I hope you. Wait, what? Now, you weren't in that meeting. We know that.
No.
Because you're... Your brother-in-law was in the meeting, but then he had to leave.
We should be happy the Trump boys, since they're running the business, were not in the meeting. That would be another problem altogether.
They were busy shooting a white rhinoceros.
Oh, no.
Eric, is that the last one? I think it is. There we go.
Those elephant hunting pics have gotten a lot of attention
over the last year or so. The one with like a leopard or whatever,
yeah,
they're holding the
like
leopard
a cheetah
up.
Or a leopard or something. Yeah. Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. There's more where all this came from. But first, Violetta Powdermedic has the WGN traffic trouble spots.
CLTV is now in HD. Watch the TV simulcast of Steve Cochran and Ro Khan.
Along
with you in HD. Check it out. Today they could have seen you as you were unpeeling your layers because it was so hot in here. So,
took my shirt off.
Special.
Yeah.
Special treat there, along with all the latest news, weather, traffic, all in high def, now on Comcast Xfinity Channel 352.
I've also undone my belt and pulled up my pant legs.
You should try doing that like in a firefighter outfit, because that's very popular.
How's that roast coming along?
I said earlier it was so hot in the studio, because we're down here in the greenhouse effect of that ride, right here in the studio at the corner of Michigan Avenue in Heaven. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually making a pot roast in my pants right now.
Very nice.
I decided to, you know, this is a way to slow cook. And then dinner's ready at 7.
Kevin and Creepy Uncle both very interested in tonight's dinner. Everyone else sort of opting out.
Just
I'm busy.
Throw it all in there.
It's like awkward, though. The
flavors mix and blend together.
Well, the potatoes are sticking through, and so that's it's a little awkward.
I can't even listen to this.
I know, it's hard.
You got carrots in there? I love a good carrot mixed in the pot roast.
Checking in at
number 3.
All right, well, here was what is considered now to be one of the strangest cabinet meetings in the history of the United States government. Today, the President of the United States brought together his full cabinet for the first time, because they're all in place now. And he spent 4 or 5 minutes applauding himself about the things that he's done, saying that he's actually done more now as President of the United States than any other president other than FDR. Mm-hmm. To this point, I swear to God, that's what he said.
I didn't hear that today, so that was.
And then he went around the room. Would everybody introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about me? Right? Okay. Is that like? Do you think I'm making that up?
It sounds like you might have made it up. Sure.
My hat's off to you.
I can't thank you enough for the privilege that you've given me.
Mr. President, thank you for the honor to serve the country. It's a great privilege you've given me.
Thank you for getting this country moving again.
We thank you for the opportunity and the blessing that you've given us to serve your agenda.
A little uncomfortable.
Then, to make matters worse, just showing you how completely blanked up Washington is, mm-hmm. Chuck Schumer, who would be sort of your leading Democrat, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Very outspoken against the president, though.
He and his staff did a troll video.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody for coming. I just thought we'd go around the room. Lucy, how'd we do on the Sunday show yesterday?
Your tone was perfect. You were right on message.
Michelle, how'd my hair look coming out of the gym this morning?
You have great hair. Nobody has better hair than you.
Before we go any further, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity and blessing to serve your agenda.
Which I don't know that helps them, really.
No.
Doesn't really. This is kind of how everyone views Congress, that they don't really care about normal problems. They just sort of want to troll each other and point fingers. Right, I mean, come on.
Yeah, can we go back? I want to play the Trump one more time because it is. I was watching this when it was going on today.
Oh,
and
you
I'm
were
like,
in
and
real
like,
time,
right? In real time,
in
and I'm
real
like,
time, it was probably even more.
Because obviously, this is a montage of like everybody introducing themselves. Mm-hmm. But we're sparing you the cringe-inducing awkwardness of each one of these cabinet members. I was going to use a word I can't use. Sucking up to the president, which is about what I was going to say.
My hat's off to you.
I can't thank you enough for the privilege that you've given me.
Mr. President, thank you for the honor to serve the country. It's a great privilege you've given me.
Thank you for getting this country moving again.
We thank you for the opportunity and the blessing that you've given us to serve your agenda.
They know their boss.
It's just pathetic. Ego,
really
loyalty.
Is. It really is. I mean, it's a cabinet meeting. It's fine. You go, Ms. President, thank you. And then you move on to whatever the thing is.
That's what you'd expect.
But for the cameras, they kept the cameras in there and rolling. Mm-hmm. Again, after the president had for 5 minutes talked about how great he was. Right? And all the things he's done. The same, he does that like constant reel of Gorsuch and executive orders and Dunmore. And we're throwing MS-13 out of the country, and they're going to be gone.
Did you talk about the Electoral College?
But he did talk about how he had this amazing victory and did all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Electoral College came out because it's one of the drinking. When he says, how hard it is for a Republican to win the Electoral College, even though they've won, the Republicans have won 3 of the last 5 elections. Including 2 of which, in which they lost the popular vote, but still won the Electoral College. It's not so much harder, actually, as it turns out. But he just has a way.
Well, he has a way also making these kinds of usually uneventful moments eventful, because this is normally the photo op, right? The photographer goes in, takes a picture, or videographer's in there, they're taking video, and then they
get
out.
But let's go around and talk about me.
Oh, my God.
Number 2.
Cavaliers guard Kyrie Irving spoke with the media before Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. He says he's always been someone who's been comfortable taking that final shot in a game.
Well, it definitely makes the decisions out there a lot easier when you have the trust of your teammates and your coaching staff. But that confidence has been echoed in my just throughout my whole persona and everything that I carry. My whole life, I've had that just, those moments, whether it be a success or a failure, you still have to be able to live with those decisions.
That made more sense in the cabinet meeting.
Maybe we should all go around and explain how important Kyrie Irving is to us personally and to the NBA in general.
Should have been just talking about LeBron, but it's a separate issue. All right, and fine, and good luck to the Cavaliers tonight. I'd like to see them actually pull one out.
Number 1.
2017 Tony Awards last night. Kevin Spacey was hosting. I was listening, actually, to Dean Richards on Steve Cochran this morning say that was a last-minute choice to have Kevin Spacey.
I see that makes sense because I didn't know that he was going to be part of it.
So yeah.
There you go. Love Kevin Spacey.
And apparently, the people that they had planned to have on, they turned out not being able to make it, and Kevin Spacey just happened to have nothing going on. Mm. And boom, there he was. Pulled out his impression. He's a very good, very, very good impressionist. But last night, I don't know, it was a little flat, I thought.
Was it?
When I saw it. I didn't see all of it. I had it going and on my DVR, and I went back through it to see if any, because I want to see how crazy people get in their speeches. Because there's a lot, the Tonys, it's always about crying.
It's great, though. It's emotional.
Yeah. And it's people you've never heard of or seen, or people you're like, wasn't that the guy from Frasier? Right? I mean, it's like you see people and you're like, they're on Broadway now? That's the guy, that's the only thing that you get out of it. It's not like you've seen the movie or you've seen the play, you know, like where you've, like, you go to the, you watch the Oscars or the Emmys, you go, oh, I know that. Right. I've seen that before. You have no idea what's going on. And then they get out and they do. This is another thing that I heard Dean Richards say today, which that was amazing. Hello, Dolly, which won for Best Musical, they wouldn't let, the producers of Hello, Dolly wouldn't allow Hello, Dolly to be the number that they played on the Grammys. Because the Grammys are really kind of about promoting. That's why they have all, that's why it runs now for the summer season. The, you know, people can come to New York and see the plays, and but the big tourist season in New York. So it's like a promotional event, essentially, an award show, but a promotional event for the theater wing. And they wouldn't do it. They sent literally the guy from Frasier to go and to have to, like, he did like one song nobody ever heard of.
Oh.
Because they were like, we're already sold out. We don't need the help. And we don't want to spend the time or the money.
Oh, that's not right. Did Neil Patrick Harris make any kind of an appearance?
I did not notice that.
Okay.
I did not notice that.
Because it wouldn't be a Tony's without Neil Patrick Harris. He's got to show up somewhere.
So totally
video
true.
Something.
Here's Kevin Spacey as Bill Clinton.
Either way, when I get backstage, I'm going to murder myself at that buffet table. I'm hungry as hell. Now, we've had some exciting young performers this season. Ben Platt was named one of Time Magazine's most 100 influential people. That's very impressive. I was on that list a couple times. But Ben, you know who you bumped off that list? My wife. No, it's all right, it's all right. Now, between you and me, you might be a better singer. But after seeing your show, there's no doubt Hillary's much better at creating fake email accounts than you. I just wanted to do a joke nobody ever thought I'd do. Oh, that was fun. Yeah, but I'm going to get in trouble when I get home.
Oh, gosh. Dear, spot on.
And Ben Platt, of course, that was the guy that made Book of Mormon. Like, you know, he won a Tony for Book of Mormon. And then now again in this new, again, play that I can't remember the name of it. No one will, but they're like, oh, maybe we'll go to New York this summer and see a show. All right. But then this is a great moment. This is the moment you always want to see in an award show. Bette Midler, right? Grand Dame Bette Midler. She's
loved
in Hello, Dolly.
On Broadway.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't taking any of it. They were trying to play her off the stage. And she was like, are you kidding me? I'm Bette frickin' Midler.
Sure, she can pull that card.
Only in the Tonys do they go, screw this, we're on stage. Turn your TV cameras off. We don't care.
But help me out here. Melanie Moore, Taylor Trench, Beanie Feldstein. Oh, my God, I'm losing it. Wait a second. I have teachers just like you do. Oh, and Will Burton. I mustn't forget him. I had teachers just like you do, and way back in the 60s before all this stuff happened. Mrs. Myrna Ishimoto, Mrs. Betty Blake Rice, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank Jill Hattersley, who keeps me from falling off the ledge at least twice a day. I thank Maeve, I thank Maddie, I thank Osland Holden, my beloved Osland. And I just want to say, I just want to say, revival, shut that crap off. I just want to say that revival is an interesting word. It means that something is near.
And then
death.
She goes on. She made it
through the entire wrap-up music.
She did.
She talked through the whole thing.
And they stopped because they knew they couldn't stop her. The only way to stop her was to hit her with a tranquilizer dart.
Oh,
you know, that was the only way to, oh,
she's
Bette Midler's
beautiful.
Down. She's wobbling. All right, Bette Midler
they
down.
They wanted to hear more. They were loving it. Let her go on.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. You know what?
It's time.
Yeah. Oh, is it ever. Thank you. Goodbye.
The top five at five.